You provide the fire. And I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for another day that you have blessed us to see, a brand new day that you have made, and a brand new day that we can totally and only solely can depend upon you. God, our heart's desire is that we be in your presence, and God, that we be in your midst, and we submit ourselves. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you receive our sacrifice. We'll provide the sacrifice, Lord, if you'll provide the fire. Clean us up, God, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your anointed fire purify us and make us whole and to make us right before you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we may submit ourselves wholly and fully and completely to you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we can't make it without you, Lord. And those words, oh, God, have even more meaning, God, for me on this day. Because of the fires and the traps and the trials of life, oh, God, that are currently raging in my life, God, I can't turn anywhere else but to you. Oh, God, I can't turn to Buddha. I can't turn to Confucius. I can't turn to Allah. I can't turn to any other God, oh, God, that cannot supply all of my needs. I can't turn to anyone else. I can't turn to friends. I can't turn to loved ones. But, God, my only hope is in you. And so I commit myself and I submit myself before you, God, on this altar in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And I say yes to your will and I say yes to your way, God. Oh, God, in spite of discouragement, in spite of hurt and harm, God, in spite of frustration, God, my heart, oh, God, desire and my heart declares, God, that I say yes to your will, God, that we say yes to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, because you, God, oh, God, you are the way maker, because, God, you are the strong power, because, God, you are the source of my strength, because, God, you are the strength of my life, because, God, you are the reason that I'm alive today, oh, God, and you're the reason that I will be alive tomorrow. God, you are everything and more to me. And so I can't look anywhere else. I can't go anywhere else. But, God, my heart, oh, God, needs your strength today. My will needs your strength today. My hope, God, needs to be renewed in you today. Oh, God, so come no more and have your way even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we submit ourselves to you in this early morning prayer, you beckon us to pray. God, it's amazing that I talked about these things, oh, God, these weapons that are needed, Lord, God, to help us make it through the fiery trials and tribulations in life. Yes, God, James said, be of good cheer when you're come about with fiery trials of life. Oh, God, because those things, tribulations work its patience. Oh, God, and patience, hope, Lord. And God, we know, God, we can't do it without you. But, God, living in this life, Lord, God, those words don't sound so well. Going through a trial, God, those words are not encouraging words. Do not fret, oh, God, when we fall into diverse temptations, God, when the fiery trials of life come about us, Lord, because they don't feel good, Lord. They don't feel good. Oh, God, when we have to submit ourselves wholly and solely, when we don't know, God, where our next solution is coming from, oh, God, when we can't see the way, oh, God, that needs to be made, when we can't even look past the door because the door is closed, Lord, it's hard, oh, God, for us in our physical bodies, oh, God, to see the hope and to hold on to you, God, and to be encouraged, oh, God, through thick and through thin. But, God, you have told us over and over in your word that we can't walk by sight. We can't walk by what we see. We can't walk by what we hear. We can't walk, God, by what is going on. But we walk by faith and not by sight. So, God, open up our spiritual eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up our spiritual eyes even now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may behold the beauty of our Lord. Oh, God, and not only that we may behold the beauty of our Lord, but that we may inquire in your temple, God, that we may be able to come before your throne of grace boldly. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, to inquire before you, God. Oh, God, to lay our petitions before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we may cast all of our cares upon you, God, because you care for us, Lord. And you're strong enough to bear our infirmities. You're strong enough, God, to bear our weights, Lord. You're strong enough, God, to handle our concerns, Lord, and to make ways out of no way. Oh, God, where can we turn to, Lord? We can't turn to anyone else. We can't go any other place. So, God, this morning we look to you. We cast them all over to you. Oh, God, we can't bear these burdens alone. We can't bear these weights alone. We can't bear these frustrations alone. But, God, you can handle them all. You can bear all of our issues, oh, God, because your son did it on the cross. You are able and you're strong enough and you're mighty enough, God, to not only to bear all of our trials and tribulations, but you're also, God, have the ability to make the way out of no way. And we throw ourselves at your mercy, God, on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we throw ourselves, oh God, at your mercy, Lord. We bow down before you, God, even now, Lord, and we submit to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, come the more and have your way, Lord. Oh God, don't allow your people, oh God, to flail along, oh God, and to continue to be in despair, God, oh God, because someone might say, Lord, oh God, that your name is not as strong as you have proclaimed it to be, Lord. As long as we continue, oh God, to be overburdened, oh God, and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Someone might say, God, oh God, that you're not able to make a way, or that you're not able to open up the door, God. As long as we continue, oh God, to appear that we are failing, God. Someone might say, God, that their God is not able to present them faultless. Their God is not able to make a way out of no way. That their God is not able, God, and that is not who you are. But you are a God that can do everything but fail. You are a God, God, that can, oh God, do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. You are a God that, God, is a rock in a weary land and a shelter in a time of storm. And so, God, we need you to be that in our lives right now. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to come the more and have your way. Oh God, move by your power, move by your might. God, move by your spirit even now, God, and come to the rescue of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you now, God. Oh, God, like never before, God. We need you to come strong now, God, to show yourself strong and to show yourself mighty on our behalf, God. We need you to come true, oh, God, with your word, God. I know that your word is your bond, Lord. Oh, God, and you've told us and you've given us instructions, Lord. Oh, God, we need you to come strong with your word now, to come strong with your promises now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that our heads may go above water, Lord. Oh, God, and that our hope, oh, God, may not fade. Oh, in the name of Jesus, reassure us, God, that everything is going to be all right. Even now as we pray, let us know, Lord, that everything is going to be all right, Lord. To remind us, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Seems like the weapons are piling up over and over again. Day after day, God, there's another weapon that's formed, God, and it just keeps forming and forming and forming. God, and it appears that it's prospering, Lord, but your word promised that it won't prosper. So, God, help us to stand upon your word today. Your word is your bond. And your word, oh, God, heaven and earth will pass away. But your word, it will stand, it will last forever, and it will last forever and ever, and it will last forever and ever. Well, help us to stand upon your word, God, on this day, that we may not lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. We acknowledge you this morning. We acknowledge that we are nothing without you this day. We acknowledge, God, that we can't live without you. We acknowledge that we can't move or breathe without you. We acknowledge, oh, God, that our solutions, oh, God, cannot be found in this world. But, God, all of our problems and all of our situations, oh, God, have to be placed in your hands. So we place our sickness in your hands. Oh, God, we place our children in your hands. We place our financial situations in your hand, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom, God, what to do, God, in the name of Jesus. God, give us instructions, Lord, oh God, on what we need to do next, God, to take us to our destiny, to take us to our solutions, God, to take us to the promise, God, that you have for us in the name of Jesus, God. Take us to where we need to go, God, and order our footsteps, Lord. Oh, God, that we may not make any missteps. Oh, God, because we're in dangerous and treacherous times right now, God. And any misstep, God, can be a destructive step in our lives. So order, walk with us and talk with us. Oh, God, and don't leave us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't tie spirit away, oh, God, but keep us, oh, God, in the heart of your hand. And keep us in the center of your will, God, that you may be glorified, that you may be magnified. Oh, God, that as we come through and complete this season, God, oh, God, that we may come out stronger, that we may come out wiser, God, that we may come out, oh, God, closer to you in the name of Jesus, that our relationship will be better, God. Oh, God, and our heart's desire, oh, God, and our needs will be met, Lord. We need you to perform a miracle. Miracles, signs, and wonders. You said that you would perform them in the eyes of your people, miracles, signs, and wonders. And it seems, God, that we need a miracle now. Come the more and have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, and stir up life in your people. Breathe into us strength and breathe into us a renewal. God, breathe into us hope, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and have your way, God. The weapons, oh, God, they continue to form, God, but we declare that they won't prosper. Oh, God, they will not have victory over us. Oh, God, they will not bear us down. God, they will not cause any more concern, God. We cast all of our cares upon you, God, because you're able to handle them. You're able to handle them. You're able to make ways out of no way. And so we commit ourselves to you this day in the name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit even now, God. We provide the sacrifice. We want to provide ourselves as a living sacrifice before you, Lord. That's holy and acceptable. That's our reasonable service. That's the least that we can do, God. That's the least, and so we want to do more than just the least, God, because the least is not satisfactory enough, Lord. But we want to do more, God. In the name of Jesus, we want to give ourselves away, God, and give our thoughts away to you, Lord, and give our mouths away to you, Lord, and give our walk and our talk and our actions away to you. In the name of Jesus, God, we submit ourselves to you, and we give ourselves away to you right now in the name of Jesus. And so we need you to order our footsteps this day, to bless us and to lead us and to guide us, to take us along life's perilous way, danger seen and unseen, enemy after enemy waiting to try to destroy us, waiting to try to discourage us, waiting to try to bear us down. But God, help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us to keep our eyes and our heart focused on you. Let the mind of Christ be in us. The mind, oh God, that was willing to submit to you, even though the cross was ahead of him. He said, not my will, but let thine will be done. He said, let your will be done. If it was in his will, God, or his ability to change the situation, I had no doubt that he would have gone another way. But since there was no other option, Lord, and that you are the only way, God, you are the only way to go, that he chose you, Lord. And here we stand before you today and declare, God, that there is no other way for us to go. There is no way to give up. There is no way to turn back. There is no way to throw in the towel. There is no way. There is no other way but your way. So, God, help us today. Hear our cries. Hear our pleas, Lord. You said that when we pray, we can have this confidence knowing that you hear us. And if we have that confidence knowing that you hear us, God, you said we can have the confidence knowing that our petitions, our prayers, our requests will be heard, oh God, and that we will get what we have asked for, and we will receive what we have beckoned for, and we will receive what we have pleaded for. Oh God, hear our cries today. Hear our petitions today. Hear and see our thoughts, God, today. In the name of Jesus, and pour out your spirit, God, to pour in strength into us. Oh, God, to pour in a refreshing in us, to pour in, God, hope into us today. In the name of Jesus, to encourage our faith, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in your Holy Spirit, Lord, that's his job, to make us strong, to give us hope, to build our faith, to remind us everything is going to be all right, to let us know that we don't have to be weary and well-doing, that our due season is coming, that trouble won't last always. God, that's his job. So, Holy Spirit, come the more and have your way in the hearts and the minds of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Come the more and pour in strength. Come the more and restore our hearts. God, come the more and have your way, Lord. Bind the spirit of frustration. Bind the spirit of doubt even now. Lift up every cast down head and every hung down head. Oh, God, lift every heart, oh, God, that is, oh, God, in despair. Oh, God, and pour in life into us this day, life that we can see, God. Show yourself mighty, Lord. We need to see your glory, God. We need to see solutions, Lord. We need to see the answers, Lord. Oh, God, and we need them now, God. We need them now, God. We can't wait any longer, God. We need you to make a way now. We need you, Lord, today. We can't make it without you. So, Lord, if you provide the fire, we'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, we'll open up inside. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, oh, God, clean us out even now, God. How have we been following you, God? We've been obeying you, Lord. Your will, God, is our will, our desire, Lord. If there's anything in us, God, that's causing us, God, to fall short of your glory, if there's anything in us, Lord, that's causing us, God, God, to be outside of your will, clean us up even now, God. Cast the devil out of the minds. Cast the devil out of the will. Cast him out of our way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind him on every hand, Lord. Bind the spirit of depression. Bind the spirit of doubt. Bind the spirit of frustration. Bind everything that's unlike you, God. And allow the blood of the Lamb, God, who was shed on Calvary's cross, for my sins, his blood, oh God, was shed just for this reason, Lord, to breathe light into us and to bring back something that's dead, bring it back to life in the name of Jesus, God. We have some situations that are almost dead in our lives, Lord, oh God, and we need them to be alive. We need them alive. And so we need you to wash us in the blood even now. Cleanse us even now. Take us to where you need us to go, God, but take us there whole. Take us there, God, in the name of Jesus. Smooth out every rough edge, God. Make us right. Make us whole. You are the potter, Lord. We are the clay. Shape us and mold us even now, God, that we may sit where you need us to go to, God, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be, Lord. Oh, God, but the vessels, oh, God, we don't want them to be marred before you, God. Oh, God, but shape us even now. Smooth out every rough edge, Lord. Oh, God, remove every, non-working piece that's in us, Lord. Make us effective for you. Make us do your will, God. Let us do your will. Help us to do your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And fill us even now. Pour us into our cups. Pour out, God, into our spirits. And strengthen us and breathe on us and breathe life into us, God. Breathe hope into us. Breathe your spirit into us even now. I pray for this ministry, Lord. As we continue to grow, as we continue to fight, as we continue to press forward in you, God, we need your help, God, here. And we need your strength. We need you, oh God, to continue to make us into the church that you need for us to be. Thank you for helping us to be a blessing to this community. But God, we can't be a blessing to this community, oh Lord, if we are not able to get the word out. And Lord, we've been trying over and over again to reach out to different entities to let them know that we have resources here to help this community. Show us, oh God, where we're going wrong so that we may do what you've called for us to do. You didn't bless us with these resources, Lord, for them to just sit here and be of non-use to anybody out in this community. But God, show us where we need to go. Show us the way. Show us, oh God, where we need to go. Show us who we need to call. Show us who we need to reach out to. God, show us how to market properly, Lord, so that you may get the glory, God, out of our work, out of our service, out of our sacrifice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch us even now, God. Give us strength even now, Lord. Encourage our hearts even now, God, as we continue, oh God, to travail before you and as we continue to be available for you to help us, for you to guide us, and for you to direct us. And as we continue in our 40 days of prayer, as we march our way towards our holy convocation, today they have called for us to pray for churches everywhere, Lord, that we may continue to hold up the bloodstained banner of our God. But God, I have to pray for the pastors even now before I go to the churches because the leadership is under attack. I know that, Lord, because I've been under tremendous attacks, Lord. Even while yet in just coming up to 2 years of ministry, Lord, And for those that have been in ministry for 5 years and 10 years and 15 years and 20 years and the such, God, that I cannot even understand the attacks that they have been under. But God, give us assurance, Lord, today. Reassure us as leaders, Lord, that everything will be all right. Oh, God, that you won't ever leave us, God, and that you know what we need and you know what we have asked for, God. Let us not be weary in well-doing, God, but send those to help us, oh, God, to undergird us, to hold our arms up in the battle, God, that we may not give up hope and that we may not become, oh, God, despondent, God, that we may not give down or give up to despair, but that we'll continue to remain steadfast in you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every single pastor, Lord, oh, God, across this nation and across this world, Lord, that you will show yourself mighty in them, God, and give them the strength that they need, Lord, to continue to hold on and to continue to trust you in the name of Jesus. Let them not have a spirit to give up hope. Let them not have a spirit, oh, God, of defeat. Let them not have the spirit of depression, but breathe into life, God. Reassure them, God, like you did Gideon, Lord. You did it for Gideon, Lord. He asked you over and over again several times to show yourself mighty on his behalf. And you did it for him, God. And he was able to lead the people, God, even after you showed yourself mighty, God, by allowing the ground to be dry and the cloth to be wet. And allowing the cloth to be dry while the ground was wet. You still did it before he went in with those 300 men, Lord. You allowed him to go and into the midst of the enemy, Lord, and to hear them proclaiming about the dreams and the visions that they were having, that they were going to be defeated, Lord. Oh, God, that the way was not going to be made for them, Lord. You allowed him to be reassured even by the mouth of the enemy, God. Allow our enemies right now, God, oh, God, to give us the words of reassurance, Lord, oh God, that we will win and that they will lose, God, in the name of Jesus. We assure your men servant, we assure your women servant, we assure your leaders, Lord, that everything is going to be all right. And then we pray for our churches, Lord, these houses that we have built for you, these places that we have built. And God, I know that our house, Lord, this temple, oh, God, it's not just the four walls of this building that I'm in this morning. But, Lord, we are your temples. And we as a body make up this temple. And we as a city, God, make up this temple. And we as a state make up this temple. And, God, we want to make your name glorious in every temple that we can make your name glorious in. So I pray for every single church, Lord, that's in the Great Northern District. I pray for... Before I even get to the churches in the Great Northern District, I need to call on the name of Superintendent Ernest Whitehead. I didn't pray for him yesterday, God, but he is ailing, Lord. His body has been afflicted by a stroke. And, God, he's in the hospital, God, under recovery. But, God, we know you as a healer. We know you as a heart fixer. We know you as a mind regulator. We know you as a stroke defeater, God. And we know that you can heal. We know that you can set free. We know that you can restore everything that the stroke tried to damage, Lord. You can make him come out stronger. You can make him come out even wiser. Oh, God, you can give him a greater anointing, God, than he had before he went through this devastating stroke. I speak strength into his life. I speak healing into his body now. You are wounded for our transgressions, Lord. You are bruised for our iniquities. You said the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes, Lord, we can be healed. I mean, we are healed, not we can be, or we have to wait for something to be healed, but our healing is already here now, God. Our deliverance is already here now. So I speak life into Superintendent Whitehead right now, God. Encourage his wife even now. Give her the strength to pray. Grow her faith, Lord, and God, give her the words to praise you. Give her the heart and the strength to magnify you, to lift you up, Lord. Those are the weapons that we need to defeat these trials, these traps, to be victorious in this war that we're in this day. I pray you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet and pour out life into him. We pray for Superintendent Ronnie Edmonds as well, who is slowly recovering from his stroke from several years ago, God. God, let your will be done. but we ask for healing. We know that you can, God, but we ask that you will. Do it for your glory. Return those men, God, back to the strength, oh God, that they need, oh God, to continue to be leaders in this jurisdiction, to continue to be leaders in their districts as well, and to continue to be the leaders, oh God, in their ministry. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And there was someone else that I needed to pray for that I could not recall. And so I pray for pastors in the Great Northern District and their churches. Superintendent Tony H. Campbell and the Yeshua Church of God in Christ. God, let them be a beacon of light in that area of Manassas. I pray for Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt, Lord, in the Holiness Tabernacle Church of God in Christ. I pray that you strengthen them in that work that they're doing in that city, the city of Woodbridge, God. Grant them victory, God, over that territory and enlarge their territory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Shiloh, Church of God in Christ in the city of Alexandria. Pastor Ray Satterfield in Save a Life, Church of God in Christ in the city of Alexandria. I pray for Pastor Wayne Cream in the city of Fredericksburg. Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Lord, in the line of Judah, Church of God in Christ in the city of Manassas. Pastor Wayne Cream, Holy Mount Zion, Temple of Deliverance Church. I pray for them. And Pastor Andy Cork, Mount Peniel Church of God in Christ, the city of Fredericksburg. Pastor Clifton Cooley and the Well Church of God in Christ in the city of Fredericksburg. Pastor William Cornick and the Body of Believers Outreach Ministries, Lord, in the city of Fredericksburg, Virginia. My brother petitions before you, later petitions, God, that he desires a building. A place where he's not restricted by time. A place where he's not directed to come in and when they say he can and to get out when he has to get out, Lord. But a place that if someone is tarrying on the altar, Lord, that they can sit there and tarry with them without having any restrictions on them, without being dictated by someone else. God, hear his petition and answer his plea, God, and bless him with the building, God, oh God, that you have for him. Pray for Pastor Lawrence Clayette, Faith Temple Church of God in Christ in the city of Culpeper. And then I pray for myself, Lord, today. I pray for myself, Pastor Eugene McCowan. And Pray Center Church of God in Christ. We're giving us the mission, Lord, to empower believers and change lives. That's what you've given us, God. And all of our missions, God, all of our actions that we have to do, to proclaim, to equip, and to grow, and so that we will be about empowering believers and changing lives. Help us to put our motto into action, that we may empower believers in this community, and that we may change lives in this community. Oh, God, that we may be the agents of change that is needed. I pray for my dear friends, Lord, Pastor Herschel Chenault, and the Grassroots Christian Fellowship. I pray for my brother and God, Samuel Metcalf, Lord, Greater New Victory. I pray for my brother, Brian D. Jones, and Victorious Overcomers, Church of God in Christ, that you would touch them, that you would grant them favor, that you would bless them in their outreach and bless them in their evangelism. Bless them, oh God, in all of their ministries and auxiliaries, God, and send growth to each and every one of the ministries, God, that I called out this morning. God, there's enough harvest out there for us all, but help us to be the laborers that we need to be and send in more laborers that we may reap the harvest, God, that you have for us. I pray for New Community Temple, Church of God in Christ, and my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas, St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ, and my bishop, Ted Thomas. I pray for every church, oh God, in the state of Virginia, in the historic first jurisdiction, and in the second jurisdiction, and in the third jurisdiction, and in the fourth jurisdiction. God, bless our leaders. Bless our churches. Bless us with growth. God, not swelling, but growth. God, and you do all things well. And you do everything in decency and in order. And so we submit to you, God, that you will make us into the churches, the ministries that we need to be. Bind the spirit of selfishness. bind the spirit of haughtiness. Cast the devil out even now. Let us not reflect, oh God, the image of the world, but help us to reflect the image of church inside the church and outside the church walls as well. Let our words not be vain, but help us walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called in the mighty name of Jesus. You placed us here for a reason, God, and you put each and every single ministry where they're at for a reason, God. Send in our harvest, Lord, that we may survive, that we may continue to thrive, and that we may grow this day in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those pastors who will be coming over the next couple of days to support our ministry, to celebrate with us our second year anniversary. I pray that you anoint them even now from the crown of their heads to the sole of their soles of their feet to speak a word of life, to speak a word of reassurance, to speak a word of encouragement, and it may bless our souls in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in this church, the growth that you're doing in this ministry. Thank you for the work in our pantry. It doesn't look good right now, Lord, but I know that it looks much better in the future. And so I praise you in advance, God, for what you have in store for us. I praise you for the victory, God, for the doors being opened. I praise you for the ways being made even now, God, in the name of Jesus. I praise you and I thank you, God, even now, God, for the harvest that you are sending our way, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you in advance, God, for the laborers, oh God, that you're sending our way, God, the additional laborers that you're sending our way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you in advance, God, for the laborers, oh God, that you placed in this ministry already. Thank you for my anointed wife, Lady Olinda McCowan. Pray that you continue to bless her, strengthen her, and keep her. Oh, God, give me the strength to encourage her, God. In the name of Jesus, help me not to have a hung down head. Oh, God, or to be weary in any area of life, God, that I may encourage her, that I may strengthen her, that I may be a blessing to her, God, in the name of Jesus. And continue to anoint her, God, in this for this day and for this time. Oh, God, and for this very hour. Continue to enlarge her territory. Oh, God, and continue to bless her and anoint her ministry that she may be the vessel that you've called for her to be. I pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Thank you for her sacrifice, God. I saw what she sent in, God, and I thank you, oh, God, that you blessed her, oh, God, to pour into this ministry, God. Thank you for those that are external, God, that invest in this ministry, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, God, because you've never let the lights be turned off. God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you because you've never let the rent, oh, God, run, oh, God, be late. God, I thank you, God, that you have been a provider, God, for this ministry, Lord, and I say thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing and what you're doing in the lives of those that are sowing into this ministry. So I pray that you bless Mother McCowan for her sacrifice. Oh, God, return unto her, God, 100% blessing. You said when we give, you give back unto us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And so I speak, oh, God, a running over blessing into our life, God, in the name of Jesus. I call on the name of Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, Lord. I sometimes don't always call their names, but they're just as invested in this ministry as those that are here, God. Oh, God, though they may be in a different area, God, but they, oh, God, are faithful in their giving, God, faithful in their sacrifice, and faithfully invested in this ministry. And so, God, I ask that you bless them on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Alessandra Miller, Sister Connie Coulter, and little Christopher, God, Outlaw. Oh, God, we pray for that family, the Coulter family, that you would touch them, God, that you would hear their plea. Strengthen her even now, God, to be the light in that home. Oh, God, you said the saved wife sanctifies the unsaved husband. Oh, God, do it, God. Your word declares it. Oh, God, and give her the strength, oh, God, to be that light. Give her the words, oh, God, to be an encouragement, God. Continue to build up her hope, oh, God, and her faith in you, God. And bless her, God. Show her the way that she needs to go and give her the victory, oh God, over every obstacle in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for this day. For this the day that the Lord hath made. Give us the mind to rejoice. Give us the vision to see your glory and to see our breakthrough and to see our victory. Watch over us all day long, God, and lead, God, and direct us. Grant us wisdom and grant us favor and grant us strength even now, God. In the name of Jesus, I didn't ask for mercy, God. Oh, God, because we've laid ourselves before you. But, God, I ask for favor because favor is not fair. God, I ask for favor for each and every member of this ministry in the name of Jesus on this day. And I thank you in advance because I understand that eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men with good things. It has not even entered into our hearts, God. What great things you have in store for us. On this day, and I bless your name in advance. Keep us all day long. Watch over us this day and bless us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray this morning. Amen and amen.